News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, yesterday's announcement means many businesses are going to be forced to close their doors for a second time this year. But can they cope? And most importantly, I suppose, can they survive financially? I'm joined on the line now by Darren O'Brien of 3G Fitness in Kildare, Dylan Bradshaw, owner and creative director of Dylan Bradshaw Salon. But first, though, I want to speak to Claire Nash, who's the owner of Nash 19 Restaurant and a member of the Cork Business Association. Good morning to you all, particularly you, Claire. How are you feeling this morning after last night's announcement?
Good morning, Mark. It's a bit of a surreal feeling here in Cork, because not only have we last night's news to digest, but we also have a pending flood with a 4.8 metre high tide, and also the high tide now is coming in at 8:45. So are we back to 2014 flooding, coupled with on the back of level 5 restrictions? We're not feeling fabulous, but sure, look, we understand what the government has to do. We're very disappointed that it's a 6-week rollout, not a 3-week with review of same. And we are hopeful, and we were told yesterday that we would have sector-specific supports, and they need to be very specific supports. We feel that we can't leave any of our full-time teams go again. And, you know, Mark, it's not that you just turn off plant and equipment like you do for, you know, industry. You know, you cannot turn people off and on and then be expected on December 1 to rock on and to have a whatever normal Christmas we're meant to roll out. So, you know, we're very cognizant of the fact that we have teams of people that are suffering now with a bit of mental health and a bit of stress, huge stress. We're also expected to have what's normally our 30%, 30% of our trade would be done in the Christmas period. But it's actually more like 60% will have to be done, because bearing in mind we haven't traded for 6 months, and the 2 months we have traded have been very poor trading. With lots of
physically, with distancing and all the rest of it, you couldn't do 60%. You couldn't do twice the amount of business that you normally expected.
No.
So that's not so Claire, the hard question, I'm sorry to put it to you as bluntly as this, can your business actually survive a second lockdown?
That's a good question. Now, you want me to be digging deep this morning when I look at the flood scenario. You know, we're all operating without flood insurance, and we certainly didn't have pandemic insurance either.
Well, that's a double whammy now. It's
Mark, we'll have to have this conversation again.
Indeed,
the end of December.
I suppose, look, part of the reason we're flicking around the country is to find out just how bleak it is for people. So thank you. That's Claire Nash in Cork. I'll go to Dylan Bradshaw now. Dylan, morning. Thank you. I know from personal experience that hairdressers and barbers, everybody in that industry, did everything. They went above and beyond the call of duty and what they were asked to do in terms of PPE and protection and all the rest of it. Do you think it's actually fair, given what your industry did to make it safe to go to participate in it, that you're being asked to close?
I think it's incredibly, I don't want to sound callous, but I think it's kind of a one fits all with this lockdown. I think businesses needed to be looked at and how they run operations. I mean, we do over 1,000 services a week. That's 1,000 services a week, and I have a staff of 35 under one roof. You know, we've created space and we haven't had any problems, you know, touch wood. I just think that doesn't reflect, you know, as in how we've run our operations, as in the result for 6 weeks.
I can only speak for the place around the corner for me, but I walked by and I was kind of blown away by, there was a mask, and then there was a visor, and then there was a gown, and then there was gloves. They you could have put them in an operating theatre. They were so protected and protective of their customers. I'm assuming that you're going to have to cancel a load of bookings now. I mean, again, a huge busy period for you. Are you going to be able to keep staff, Dylan?
I mean, look, I've done my best to try and keep the staff that we have, you know, and we brought everybody back bar two because they were in office space. So, so they've been on the pandemic payment. But at the same time, though, this is people's lives and livelihoods. And the thing that really frustrates me, I was watching one of the TV shows last night reporting about it. They seem to focus on the government are really great at getting out this thing that, like, this 3-week window of Christmas is suddenly going to solve our problems. You know, when we get back to business, like, we can't get back to a business the way we normally do. The problem we have to do is we've literally only a 3-week window in December. And even if we didn't have a pandemic, January and February is like a ghost town anyway.
Yeah.
So our problem is that this country is going to go into an absolute meltdown come December, because everybody's going to be out socialising and gathering and having the fun. I'm really nervous to see what happens in January and February. And just to say, while I'm honest, we had an argument with the government and representatives about this, you know, in the last lockdown. What they're doing is they're creating a black market. And the problem I have, somebody reached out to me yesterday saying that they got contact because
there'll
a
be
hair
a lot
salon
of... or so. There'll be a lot of what people call wash and go, won't there? People will get in their car and local barber was...
You have to control the environment that you work in. You have to control the environment that you work in that we can control. Somebody's after reaching out to me, telling me that they've got a call from a person, a call to their home, and have been tested positive. So how do we really, in the bigger picture of things, how do we control this virus? It's simple. Let businesses control their environment, which hopefully... creates a lot more standard.
Dylan, I'm going to have to leave it there. Sorry to cut across you, mate. I have one more person to talk to. It's Darren O'Brien of 3G Fitness. Morning, Darren. I was in my own gym yesterday, and the guys there were sick to their hearts because they thought, well, you know what? Because of the positive benefits of exercise and that maybe they might get some kind of derogation, but no chance. So I'm assuming that you and yours are devastated this morning.
Oh, yeah, definitely, Mark. Everybody's devastated. Our members yesterday, anyone that was in the gym with us, we're just like, we hold fingers crossed that the gym won't be closed down. As you might have heard, there was a petition put out last week to make gyms an essential service. A guy in Elevate Fitness in Dublin, Owen Gallagher, set up this petition. And I think on last check, there was 35,000 signatures on it. So a lot of people... are interested in keeping their gyms open. It's just a great mental break more than anything for people to get out, let off some steam. Well, because everybody's stuck at home now, they're working from home. You know, it's just a break, and it's just sad to see that. Like
Darren,
what is,
can we talk pound shillings and pence? What financial impact is this going to have on your business?
Financial, for us in Kildare, this is our third time getting a lockdown because in September, August, we had a 3-week lockdown along with Laois. And awfully so, yeah. Like, you look, this is our third one this year.
Can you
no
survive?
Membership coming in, yeah. Like, we have contingency plans in place. We try to run Zoom classes and stuff like that, but you can't. We don't charge the same membership at all. We have to do a very reduced fee just to keep our members moving and interested. But like, we still have overheads, we still have bills to pay, and we have a big empty gym unit with nobody in it. You know, we cut down our class sizes when we reopened as well, so we could fit people in and be safe.
Okay,
we've done everything we can.
I'm really sorry to cut across you like that or cut you short, but we just wanted to get a flavour of what it was like in various parts of the country. That was Claire Nash, restaurateur, hairdresser Dylan Branshaw, and gym owner and runner Darren O'Brien.